Welcome back, everybody, to Money Mindset, the chat where we talk about money, where it is so important that we continue this conversation, reminding ourselves where everything comes from, because when we are able to recognize that Hashem runs the show, we are going to be happier people. And today we have a special Purim edition of Money Mindset to remember again where everything comes from. And when it comes to Purim, we find something very interesting, which is that the end of Hilchos Purim, in the very last halacha, after talking about when we do and don't say Tachanun, so the Ramah comes at the end and ends off all of Hilchos Purim by saying, V'tov lev mishte tamid, which literally means that contentment is a feast without end, that someone who is content is always going to be happy. And if you look at this entire pasuk in Mishlei, the pasuk says, Kol yemei ani ra'im v'tov lev mishte samid, that all the days of a poor person are wretched, but contentment is a feast without end. And the Gra in his Pirush on Mishlei explains that an ani is defined as someone who is unhappy with what they have, someone who is constantly looking over their shoulder, looking to see what everyone else has, never happy with what they have. This is the ultimate ani, and someone who is tov lev is someone who is very happy with what they have, and that person is always going to be happy no matter what life throws at them, because they are always looking at the positives. And this is how the Ramah ends Hilchos Purim, and the reason why he does so is because this is one of the major themes of Purim, Haman, which represents all the evil, and Amalek, what they represent is this concept, this idea of never being happy with what they have. You see, Haman had everything. Everyone was bowing down to him. But because one Jew, because just Mordechai, wouldn't bow down to him, he could not appreciate or enjoy anything else that he had in his entire life. Now, he's not the only one who struggles from this type of midah. We actually find in the Torah that this is something that Korach struggles with as well. Korach had so much, yet he goes and complains to Aaron and Moshe, how come you guys have these positions? What about all the rest of us? What about me? And Moshe says back to him, you have so much going for you. Why are you choosing to complain? Just look and focus on the positives that you have in your life. And Rabbi Waxman points out that if you look, there are 95 psukim in Parshas Korach, which focuses on these complaints, which focuses on the fact that Korach couldn't just enjoy what he had. 95 psukim, and also the gematria of Haman is 95. And he points out that if you look at the first Rashi in that Parsha, Rashi says that Parsha Zu Yafa Nidreshes, that this Parsha has so much drush, there's so much torn out from this Parsha. He says, homiletically, Parsha Zu Yafa Nidreshes means that if you take the messages of these Parsha, that if you really focus on enjoying that which you have, going against that midah of Korach, Yafa Nidreshes, you're able to fix this bad midah, this negative midah, which causes so much pain and suffering for so many people. You're able to fix this midah with some work. This is the opposite of the midas hashlina. We have to make sure to look to see how can we be happy with what we have. Hashem has a plan for us. We're going to have what we're supposed to have. We got to obviously put in our ishtad list, but we're going to have what we're supposed to have. But lahagid ki yashar Hashem. Hashem has that yashrus. Hashem has that path for us. And each and every one of us should be able to appreciate that path as it comes while enjoying everything that's around us. If we're always looking over our shoulder, always trying to get that which we don't have and never able to enjoy that which we do have, we are ruining and throwing away our lives. Amir Tashem, this Purim, we should be zocha to be able to see the brachos in our lives. And even if things are very difficult, everyone's got things that they're going through, to each to different levels, to different degrees. But we have to be able to focus on the positives, because that's our only way through. When we're able to stay positive, we have a chance of moving forward. Amir Tashem, we should all get all the brachos that we hope and dream of. Amir Tashem, everyone should have a freilichen Purim.